Voices, Community Stories, Past and Present, Inc. is a nonprofit group that since 1999 has given Tucson youth a chance to tell their own stories in their own words. Next, we'll hear from Fabian de la Peña Montero, recorded before a live and very enthusiastic audience at a recent stage event, Voices Best of 2010.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Fabian de la Peña Montero. I am 16 years old and I'm a junior at Tucson High Magnet School. Thank you. I wrote this story about Skills USA because I wanted to share my love of computers. Skills USA is an organization that holds competitions for students to compete in different technical areas. The area I competed in is computer maintenance. The day of competition, I woke up at 4 a.m. I added $60 in cash to my wallet, and to be extra prepared, I added 10 different kinds of screwdrivers to my laptop bag. As we arrived at the Phoenix Convention Center, my teacher, Ms. Greaves, guided us to the designated computer maintenance competition area. I was nervous, jittery. The first series of tests was on paper, multiple choice. I had 40 minutes to complete it. My pencil scribbled furiously. How many devices connect to a USB port? 127. What is the port for the network cable called? RJ45. What is the standard of the FireWire iLink interface? IEEE 1394AV. The practical tests were next. 4 computer stations, each with a 10-minute task. At the first station, I was asked to verbally label the number of parts on a computer motherboard. I spotted a 24-pin cable that came from the power supply. That is a P1 cable, I said. And that is a bare cable, I added, as I spotted the bundle of cables that came out of the power supply and connected to the hard drive. This is easy, I thought to myself. Next, install a network printer. Really, I thought. I ring up the run dialog box, type control, click the printers and faxes icon, add a new printer. Done. I was excited. I felt really pumped up and confident. I knew I had done well. All the tests so far have been extremely easy. And I went through all of them without breaking a sweat. Next up, the last test, customer service. The test proctor pretended to be a customer calling on the telephone. I pretended to be a certified technician. Hello, I just turned on my computer and got a 223 error, said the proctor. What should I do? I froze. I had no idea what a 223 error was. Hello, said the test proctor. Are you there? Said the test proctor, still pretending to be my customer on the telephone. Hello? I don't know, I thought inside my head. My outer self remained silent with a blank expression in a state of paralysis. I'm sorry, I said. I don't know. I will contact my superior level 2 technicians to help you. According to the textbook, this is what you're supposed to do when you cannot help a customer. Okay, we're done, said the proctor. I walked out of the testing room, certain that I had failed that part of the test. Man, I ruined this, I thought to myself. Why didn't they use a more common error? I surely gave this customer horrible service. On the way back to Tucson, I felt exhausted and depressed, energyless. As soon as I got home, I just went to sleep so I didn't have to think about how I had ruined that competition. 2 days later, in my first period class, I had started my networking worksheets like I do every day. When my teacher, Ms. Greaves, announced that I had won the Skills USA Computer Maintenance Competition. Thank you. I was a state champion of Arizona. Yeah, I thought, I did it. I felt powerful. I had never won a competition before, but now I will be representing Arizona in the National Skills USA Computer Maintenance Competition. My flight to Kansas is now booked. My hotel room too. I have the next 2 months to memorize the entire textbook. I plan to be prepared. I hope to leave Kansas victoriously as the Skills USA national champion of computer maintenance technology. Thank you.
Following Fabian's performance that night, he was offered a job on the spot, but it will have to wait until he graduates high school. Rest assured, we'll let you know how Fabian fares at the national competition. You can find more Voices stories in the Arizona Spotlight Archives. They're at azpm.org, and you'll find a link to contact Voices Community Stories.